me that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. Hey, hey.
We got words to say to you. Hello and welcome to Good Girls.
You took my line.
I did. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How? I'm Julia.
I'm Celia.
I was gonna say, how do we start this again?
It's been a minute since we've done this, and it feels like, I don't know. It just feels weird because we haven't done it in a long time, and part of me, I feel out of the habit of doing it. Mm-hmm. Even though it's just been a week. 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks?
Last week was Tyler's interview.
Yeah, and we pre-recorded that so far in advance. Yeah. It's been about 2 weeks.
So now I'm like nervous all over again. I'm like, what do I say? How do I act on a podcast?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, how have your 2 weeks been then, I guess? You know, we'll catch up on that.
The 2 weeks have been great. School almost got shut down, and then school almost didn't get shut down. Got an email this morning from the university president saying we will not be shutting down.
Oh, wow. So it's officially staying open until Thanksgiving?
Well, it's officially staying open until it's not staying open. So stay tuned. But right. because about 3 weeks ago, we got an email saying if people don't shape up, then the university is shutting down.
People shaped up?
Online. Apparently, but also I'm betting that's going to change in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, people are going to let their guard down again.
Yep, because we're hitting Halloween and... That's all. Oh my goodness. I read this post on the Facebook about how the CDC about how the CDC has apparently canceled Halloween. And people are in a rage about it because if we're safe enough to go back to work and go back to school, then we should be safe enough to go door to door wearing face masks and get pre-wrapped candies. That have been untouched
or that have been touched by everyone who's also reached their hand into the same candy bowl.
That's true, but okay, if you maybe make some regulations, like people giving out candy need to have gloves on, and only the person...
Yes, like how we've made regulations about the face masks?
You know, I'm just bitter that they...
I'm sorry.
I'm just bitter that they've canceled Halloween, and I feel like people would be more accommodating... If they were like, we won't cancel Halloween if you do this. But you know.
You know, I was gonna say that too. I am sad. You and I had high hopes about throwing a very exciting Halloween party. And we were hoping that things would clear up or that maybe we could do something with face masks. But the way that things are headed, it doesn't really seem like that's the most responsible thing to do, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's the group project model. Basically, we're doing the group project by ourselves. And it's hard when the group project needs to get done, but if no one else is going to do it, why should you do it?
So, yeah, I should be partying on a Friday night too instead of doing the group project.
Yeah, why am I doing the group? Why am I sitting at home doing the group project when no one else is doing the group project?
I know.
So if anyone has any solutions, please send help.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, we're probably all in similar situations, right? Where it's just tricky to balance things.
Yeah. On top of that.
Hope you guys are hanging in there.
I hope
you're in a funk.
I'm in a funk because we had a trip to Telluride planned. And I got an email this morning from Airbnb saying that they've canceled and will be refunding all trips for the next bit.
And to be clear, we are doing it responsibly just as roommates.
Yeah. Yeah. It was responsible. but nobody else cares about that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the world is shutting down because of COVID. So that's my, when you ask me how my week was, that's my week. There you go. It wasn't just good. It's a little sad today.
Yeah, I know. You sent that text and I was a little bit sad. But we'll find something else fun to do. We might go backpacking temp like we've been saying we were going to do forever.
That's
but
true.
Also it's starting to get cold and snowy. So not, well, we don't live on the mountain. It's not getting snowy down here yet, but up in Temp, it's, I was looking, this Sunday is supposed to be rainy and cold, and I'm so excited to just, like, sit in my sweats all day on Sunday in our beanbag and read a book, maybe.
It'll be good. It'll be really good.
But that means it's going to be snowy up on the mountain.
That's true, but also YOLO?
YOLO. Let's hash out plans after this episode.
Deal, because I'm super sure, down.
And I'm sure they don't want to hear us talk about what our plans are.
Probably not. But well, if we go, we'll take cute pictures to share.
True. You guys can see our cute freezing pictures.
We're dying.
But we look happy.
But we look happy.
And that's what matters. Yep. Well, I appreciate your honesty. It's not always the easiest, for sure. No,
it's not.
Right, so now, there's crazy things going on in the world.
Drop a line if all everyone else is struggling, so we can all just struggle together. So that's my daily dose of optimism for you today.
All of our life jackets aren't working and we're trying to help each other up.
We can all just drown together.
I mean, that looks like the way that things are going, right?
Yep. See, here's my thought. The pizza party model.
I love, share this model because I love this idea.
The pizza party model, which I can't take credit for. But basically, it's, you know, back in the day when it's all of your fourth grade classes against each other, and the fourth grade class that, you know, gets the most A's or sells the most. Did you ever sell those coupon books?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like the class that sells the most coupon books or whatever, you know, the or, class that does the most.
We did wrapping paper one year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Butter braids. Yeah. People do butter braids a lot. Mm-hmm. But basically, the class that does the most gets a pizza party. And really, if we just wrangle some food chains to do once a month or once every two, maybe once a month, the state that has the lowest COVID tests will get a pizza party. I think it'd be really successful.
Done. I think so too.
I think we would eliminate COVID purely based on the pizza party model, because let's make America competitive again. Can
because
I say that?
Because we have a society that's competitive and won't do things because people tell them to do things, but will do things because they might get free pizza.
You know what? If it works, let's
if
make
it works.
Happen. How terrible is that?
I mean, yeah, but it would probably work.
It would probably work. So
yeah,
here we are.
I miss out on all of the things that are going on, especially with fall. You guys are doing so many great things. You guys are doing a movie marathon.
We are. But tonight is, okay, so what we've decided, which is might have been a little ambitious.
It was a lot ambitious.
It was very ambitious.
I haven't seen a single Halloween movie yet.
Our thought process was to do 30 days of Halloween movies, like the 24 days of Christmas, but the 30 days of Halloween, 31 days of Halloween. And then in theory, it would lead up to our great big Halloween party on the 31st, but that's not happening.
Which, it was a great idea because I love Halloween. It needs to be celebrated to its fullest every single day.
Every day.
I have not been able to make it happen yet. And I'm so sad. I need to just prioritize and put Halloween seriously, at the top of my priorities.
What are you doing?
I know.
But basically, what we've done is we have compiled a list of Halloween movies. Now, there's so many movies. We could go on for probably the entire year. But
oh, yeah. We should. Let's make up for it.
Halloween should just be 365 days.
There were people, well, they did this for Christmas, too. But when COVID started, there were people who put up, like, Halloween decorations or Christmas decorations because they just needed to make it interesting. So I think we should keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So basically, we put together a list of 30. It's become like 45 movies now, but that's fine. We have 31 movies. I think it's 31. Well, what? There's a number of movies, and yeah, we do a random number generator every day to give us a movie that we'll be watching that night to kind of eliminate any bias, any, you know, debate of like, well, I want to watch this movie. Oh, I don't want to watch this movie today. And so we'll do that. And then everyone gets one veto. And unfortunately, I used my veto last night and then ended up not being able to watch the movie. And
no.
So I missed the movie that I did want to watch because I used my veto.
Spill the tea. What movie did you veto yesterday?
I vetoed Underwater.
And tell us why, Celia. Why did you veto that?
I purely vetoed it because I watched it recently.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's good. It's definitely different. It's underwater.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like the Little Mermaid?
Yes, but like scary mermaids.
Oh. Oh, I see.
So
that sounds horrible.
Yeah. So but it was a good kind of I never want to get in the ocean again kind of movie.
Yeah.
But it's
You didn't need help with that.
No, I don't need help with that at all. But it's got Kristen Stewart in it. And basically she's working on an oil rig that has gone down to the bottom of the ocean, like it hits like the actual bottom of the ocean, and they find something they shouldn't have found, and
that's why you don't be curious.
Nope, just stay on land.
Yep,
forever.
Yep.
But anyways, so I vetoed it because I saw it recently, and the next number that was generated was Labyrinth, and I love Labyrinth.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's a good movie.
It's an acid trip and a half. And I got the tail end of the movie, and our roommates were like, what was that? I don't think I got any of that.
They haven't seen it?
No, they hadn't seen it before.
And this is the one that's in Spanish, right?
No.
Oh. Then no, I haven't seen it either.
No, that's Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh.
Very different movie. Very, very different.
Because I was thinking of Pan's Labyrinth, which is also slightly an acid trip.
Yes, but kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It's one of those that you sit back and you go, wow, that was really interesting. Let's think deeply about this.
Yeah.
But Labyrinth, there's no... Basically, this girl she's supposed to babysit her little brother. And he's like 2, max. He might even just be like 1 year old. And she's like, I'm so tired of him. I wish the Goblin King came to take you away. And David Bowie shows up.
Most older sisters.
As you do. Like, understandable. But then David Bowie shows up in tights with a bunch of Jim Henson goblins and whisks him away. And she has
amazing.
Beautiful. Beautiful movie. Lots of songs. Lots of David Bowie. It's great.
I'm so sad that I missed it.
You know, we'll have to go back and watch it because it's such a beautiful movie. I think we talked about the other day. Oh, I think it was with Jane. We talked about it with Jane. The kind of What's Wrong With Me, basically. Like I grew up watching The Witches, Jurassic Park when I was like 8 years old. Labyrinth. Yeah, that it would explain a lot.
And that is why Celia is the way that she is, and she loves Halloween.
That's it. That's why. So basically, that's that. And tonight's movie is Frankenweenie.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
It's on Netflix, I think. So you're welcome to party in with us.
Okay, I might. And thanks for the invite.
Good old Frankenweenie.
Cool.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That's that.
Well, now that our audience knows everything about you.
Because that's the goal, really. Episode 15.
Oh, yeah.
It's 15 today.
I guess we were a teenager the last two episodes also. But now we're getting close to that very angsty teenager. Like, Mom, I know what I'm doing.
It's not a phase, Mom.
This is who I am, Mom. And, like, itching to go get your license so that you can just drive and never have to come home.
Not having to sit home on a Friday night and do the group project.
Yeah. We're at that phase. So stay tuned to what episode 16 holds.
Something wild, I hope.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get into it?
I guess so. I didn't talk about my week, but week was...
Tell me about your week.
My week was not eventful compared to... I feel like you went on all the rants that I could have gone on, I guess.
I took them all. Sorry.
You took all of them. It's okay. I was in Denver last week. Celia's hometown, kind of, and got to go, I was there for work, but I got to go to Garden of the Gods down in Colorado Springs while I was there. Posted a picture on our Instagram. You guys should check that out. And this week I'm in Phoenix, where it is still over 100 degrees, so that's been fun.
So toasty.
So toasty. I, like, keep wondering when it's going to cool down when I travel here, but I don't think it will. So, but it'll be nice in the winter time when Utah is frozen and then I fly out to Phoenix. It'll be really nice.
That's true. That'll be nice. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah. What else? That's pretty much it. This weekend, I'm finishing my dive certification. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to do that.
Yeah, so I'll have an update for you guys on next week's episode on how that goes.
Cool.
But I'm excited for that. Yeah, let's get into it. How are you eco-friendly this week?
Okay, so I've been sitting on this for a long time.
Okay.
A long time meaning like
this is the thing. Celia almost told me over the weekend, and then she was like, no, I can't tell you. I'll tell you on the podcast. And that very rarely happens. And so I'm so excited to hear about what she has to tell us.
You guys, I'm so excited. So I ran out of makeup remover wipes. And prior to this, I have been on the search for a good eco-friendly makeup remover. Now, my pores... are huge. My pores are huge and they just absorb everything. And so I needed
that's
something.
Such a funny image. Like huge pores.
I am a pore.
Your whole face.
I'm not even kidding. I am one pore. And it's just awful. It's terrible. So for those of you who are also one pore, I feel your pain. So I've been looking for something that is going to be a good makeup remover, but not clog my pores, because that's the last thing that I want. And I've noticed with my makeup remover wipes, it's not been taking everything off. And so, for example, my nighttime process is just to take the makeup off, wash my face, and then do a toner that is supposed to kind of take the last trace bits of makeup off of your face. Yeah. And I'll do that and I will still be getting makeup off my face the morning after. And so whatever I'm doing, it's just not coming off. And I hate that. And it's clogging up my pores, causing a lot of acne. And I'm not there for that. I don't want that at all. And I don't think anybody wants that.
No, so, I don't think anybody wakes up and they're like, you know what? I'm going to wreck my face today. I really want to look like a 12-year-old.
That's really what I want.
A 15-year-old.
Oh my gosh. But then you think that it's going to get better, and then you sit there at 23 going, wow, I'm 23 with acne. Yikes.
But it does get better.
It does get better.
My acne is a lot better than it was.
It gets much better.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
But it still is a thing, which I thought I was going to hit 18 and never have to worry about acne again. And then I was like, well, maybe it's 21. When I'm 21, I'll never have to worry about it again. Nope.
Nope. Here we are.
Still hasn't happened.
Yep. So basically, I Pinterest searched a bunch of different eco-friendly kind of DIY makeup removers. Mm-hmm. And I found one that I really liked. And perhaps we will link the website to our website.
Yeah.
For those who are curious. But also, I might post it on the gram, so stay tuned for that as well.
Okay.
But basically, it's a combination of jojoba oil, a vitamin E capsule, and a couple drops of an orange essential oil that I have.
Nice.
And I took myself down to the Container Store this weekend, or this last weekend, and got a a little dropper bottle.
Uh-huh.
Here, let me go get it and show you. Because I'm so excited about it.
For those of you who are listening, you guys can see it. Maybe she'll post it to the Instagram page along with the link to this recipe.
Okay.
You missed all my jokes.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm not funny.
So, this is it.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
It's like one of those kind of like vintage, dark brown.
Yeah, like the amber glass.
Uh-huh.
The amber glass, like dropper, like eyedroppers kind of.
Yeah.
So like it's got, you can kind of see, it's got like a little dropper.
Yeah.
And so you just apply it to your face and rub it in. And it eats away the makeup. I mean, that sounds really terrible. Like, it's going to eat away your skin.
That does.
But
that
like,
sounds awful.
Sorry. Sorry, guys.
It'll eat away your big pore.
It will. It works wonders. I've really loved it. I've only used it for, like, 3 or 4 days now or so.
And it really does just eat away the makeup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works it all the way out of my skin, and then I'll wash my face and wipe my face down with toner, and the pad comes back clean.
Wow. So you apply it to your face. Mm-hmm. Do you have to like rub it in at all with a pad?
Yeah. So okay. I'll just do like a drop on my forehead, drop on my cheeks and on my chin, just kind of make sure that I'm covered. And then you just, with your hands, you just kind of work it into your skin. You can, it doesn't sting eyes. I mean, I haven't had any eye stinging experiences, so I would say that it doesn't sting any. It doesn't sting your eyes.
So you're okay to do on your eye makeup too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then you just take. I just take one of those bamboo cotton pads that I have and just wipe it all off, and then wash my face like normal, and I'm good to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. Did you take like a video or anything like that when you were making the stuff?
No, I didn't, but I will post a picture.
Yeah, for sure. Post a picture of the bottle and then
That'd
be great.
Well, I'll let you guys know how to do it, and we'll link the website with the instructions onto our website. And if you have any questions, under this episode, and then if you have any questions, you can message us and I will let you know how I did it. Because they said have a 4 ounce bottle and they only had a 2 ounce bottle. And so I made a couple modifications, but it's the same.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you're taking the, eco-friendly route and not using makeup wipes anymore.
I am doing that, and it's been great so far.
Yeah.
So I've done that, and then I haven't gone grocery shopping in like weeks. because
is that eco-friendly?
I think so, because I'm working through the stuff in my cabinet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were talking about that.
Yeah, and so I mean, I've had enough like fruits and vegetables that have lasted long enough, and then I've had some stuff in the freezer, and so it's just kind of working through that stuff, working through the stuff in my cabinets, so that I don't have to go. I mean, it's cheaper for me. I'm not producing as much waste, and just stuff like that. I'm not producing as much like food waste.
Yeah, so for sure. That's good for stuff. You.
And then also I am trying to wash my hair less often, because it'll be better for my hair. Really, honestly, all of these things that we can do to be eco-friendly are good for us.
Yeah.
So like, it's totally. Not just, I mean,
especially like the makeup stuff that you were talking about, that sounds way better for you than these like chemicals that are manufactured to take your makeup off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like jojoba oil is the closest to sebum, like that oil that your skin produces. Yeah. Than, like any other oil, vitamin E oil is really good for your skin. The essential oils that I've gotten, I mean, even though it's just a few drops, it really like freshens you up. It feels good. It just feels good. Yeah. Like I don't walk away feeling all chemically and totally. Gross. I feel clean.
Yeah, good for you.
So yeah, basically when you think about being eco-friendly, I think it's more beneficial to you, really. I mean, you get stuff out of it too. It's not just putting stuff into, it's not pumping life into something that you're never going to see the fruits of, right?
Yeah, totally. And it saves you money. We've talked about that too.
Yeah.
Like, you doing that makeup stuff, doing a couple of droplets a day is going to be a lot less expensive than you having to buy a new pack of makeup wipes like every couple months, you know?
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah. How were you eco-friendly?
Well, I wrote them down because I knew that I would forget, and I have already forgotten.
Oh, no.
But, oh, I was going to tell you. So we were supposed to record last night, but then I got too tired. And so we're recording in the afternoon, which is why this episode feels kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Do you feel weird?
I do. I feel very
not weird, awake and I don't alert. Know.
I feel different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. It just, it's not the, I guess our last episode that we recorded was like a late night giggly episode because it was so late. So anyways, just feels funny. But so my notes are from yesterday. So it says, I had a meatless day today. So yesterday I did like completely meatless, which we talked about this a couple episodes ago. Like it doesn't seem that hard, but like, especially when I'm traveling, when I eat out, it's really hard to go meatless because even if I get a salad, usually I'll get like chicken in my salad or something like that. And so yesterday I went and got some Mediterranean food for dinner and had a falafel.
It was
great.
Did you like it?
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. Okay. I've had falafels before in Spain, actually, when I was doing my study abroad there, because Spain has a lot of, I guess, Mediterranean food there, more than I expected. But yeah, no, it was so good. And then it just had like some hummus and this kind of dressing and some pita bread and some lentils. And I think that's like pretty much it. It was just kind of a big bowl of things. But I had the option of, at that restaurant, I had the option of doing that or having a meat entree. And the meat entrees looked really good. But I was like, you know what? I haven't had any meat yet today. I'm just going to finish it off and not have any meat. So that's what I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm trying to make more of an effort to do that while I'm traveling. And then, I got a eco-friendly snowboard over the weekend.
So yes!
I'm super excited about that, you know, because I'm going to talk about this a little bit in my segment later, but, you know, everything that we do has an impact on the environment, regardless of, like, what it is, it's going to have an impact. And so snowboarding is kind of one of those things that probably does have a heavier impact on the environment, but I enjoy snowboarding. And so if I can make efforts in some regards in that, like, realm, in that hobby, to be more eco-friendly, then I will. And so I found an eco-friendly snowboard, and I'm excited to use it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, I haven't told you about this yet either. I was sitting in the airport yesterday, just kind of browsing my Delta app, and I found this section that's called Carbon Offset. And what it does, it's like, it's part of the app. So you click on it, and all you have to do is plug in your flight info. So like I plugged in my flight info from last week to Denver, and it tells you how much of a carbon footprint that you made. And then you like click next, and it suggests organizations for you to donate to. And it gives you like a set dollar amount that like based on how much of a carbon footprint you had, that's like the dollar amount that you need to donate to offset. And it actually wasn't, I mean, I plugged in Salt Lake to Denver, so that wasn't very far, but like a couple of them, it was like only like $1.50 or something like that. So it's totally doable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, depending, it's not necessarily totally doable, but definitely something to look into, because I didn't even realize that that was a thing. And I just happened to be looking through things yesterday and saw that. So
where does that money go?
So they have different organizations that you can pick from. Mm-hmm. So, I don't have the app on my personal phone. It's on my work phone. But like one of them was like an organization that helps reforest, like rainforests down in South America. Mm-hmm. And then there was another that went to like clean water. And then there were just a couple, and they each have like descriptions under each organization to kind of tell you like what the organization does.
Cool. So, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm betting then that if Delta's doing it, that other companies will do it.
Maybe. I looked on the Southwest app and I didn't see anything similar. I thought to look at the Delta one because I was in Salt Lake, and Salt Lake is a very, it's like a Delta hub. Uh-huh. And so a lot of the stuff in the Salt Lake airport has like kind of advertisement for Delta. Mm-hmm. And I saw this advertisement for Delta that said something about like Delta's aiming to go carbon neutral by this year. Mm-hmm. And so I've been meaning to look into that. And so I just happened to be looking on the app and saw that. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe other airlines do have that. I haven't, at least with Southwest, not to name names. But yeah, with them, I haven't seen anything yet. But Delta for sure does have it. So if you are flying Delta, or if you want to see if the airline that you usually fly like has it, then you can check that out.
But, yeah. I'm betting that if it's not now, then it will be soon, that other companies. Because, so in my marketing class, I've been learning that companies, I would say that they like competition, but they also don't like competition. And so if you've got Delta that is, you know, appealing to a certain type of people, other companies will start to kind of match them because they want to be, they don't want other people to look at Delta and go, well, Delta does this, so I'm going to go with Delta. They want I mean, Southwest or United or American Airlines, like, they're going to want to match Delta so that people won't choose Delta because Delta does this.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's not now, then I think it will be soon.
Right. And I didn't look into, like, all the details. Like, I know sometimes with things like this, like, they tell you that dollar amount, but then half the proceeds go to Delta and then mm-hmm. half go to the organization.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, dive into that a little bit more, too. But it's definitely a step in the right direction. And like I said, like for my flight from Salt Lake to Denver, which is a pretty short flight, but that flight, it was the donations to offset my carbon footprint weren't as high as I thought they would be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Did you say that they were $1.50?
Yeah, it was like $1.50 something. So
that's not bad at all.
No. Yeah. And it tells you, like, because, you know, airplanes are basically big buses in the sky, mm-hmm. which, I mean, definitely produce a lot more waste than buses do because they're huge airplanes and they have to get up in the air. But because it's just me, like, the carbon footprint of that airplane is divided up by all of those people, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, my personal carbon footprint is not as high because there's a lot of other people on that airplane, too. Mm-hmm. Versus if I was just on that flight by myself, then it would be way higher. So.
Way cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, that's how I've been eco-friendly this week.
Look at you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I have a fun fact for you.
Oh, wait.
Oh?
We have how other people were eco-friendly.
I forgot about this. Okay.
Yes.
Tell us.
So
we missed last week.
We did miss last week because we recorded the day after we recorded. We recorded 2 days in a row. And so this is people who also wrote in last week.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Who will hear their responses this week.
Yeah.
So first of all, we have Meredith who said that she used a washable microfiber towel for taking off makeup.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. So minimizing those bathroom disposables. I like it.
Yeah.
That's actually something that I'm kind of working on is I feel like sometimes when we look at being eco-friendly, it seems like a really big, like, mountain to climb. Mm-hmm. And kind of what I've chosen to do is to start where I feel it's the most manageable. And for me, that's bathroom products.
Yeah.
And so, because it's a lot easier for me to look at, I need new shampoo and conditioner. There's plastic-free shampoo and conditioner bars. Whereas when I look at maybe kitchen products, for example, it's like, oh my goodness, I need to start going to bulk stores and go to stores that will accept my bulk.
Yeah.
I need to get jars and stores that will accept those jars because other bulk stores, they want you to use their jar or their bags. And so there's just so many balls up in the air with that. And so for me, I start where I can. And that's right now with bathroom products. So props to you, Meredith, for killing the bathroom game.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like, too, a lot of times, like I saw this post that was like, you should consider having a recycle bin in your bathroom, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of times I feel like the bathroom's kind of overlooked, but that's probably where the most waste in both senses of the words mm-hmm. Come from, you know, because, you know, well, especially as females, if you wear makeup, you're taking off your makeup with some kind of thing. And unless you're being conscious about it, you're probably just using makeup wipes. Like, that's what I do. I have makeup wipes and I'm going through my last little bit. And then I think I'm going to take you up on that recipe that you have for makeup remover. Yeah.
That means we get to go to the Container Store again, and I am in love with the Container Store.
Down.
I'm just enthralled. I used to look at it as a kid and be like, the Container Store. But having gone inside now, it is an adult's dream.
I had a teacher who worked at the Container Store on the weekends, and we asked him why he worked there, which, I mean, he was a teacher, so, like, it wasn't like he was making millions of dollars, like, he didn't need a second job, but he just told us, he was like, I love the Container Store, so I want to hang out there on the weekends.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, no, that's great. Good job, Meredith.
So then we have Nancy at Life Tailgate blog.
Nancy. Yes,
Nancy. And she said, I tried Soapberry and Soapnut natural laundry alternatives.
Amazing. Yes. And she shared her blog with us today, I believe, right?
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. Yeah. So maybe should we link her blog up on our website? For this episode too?
Actually, yes, we should.
Okay, let's do it. Because we shared it today on our Instagram page, right?
Yes, we did.
But just on our story. Mm-hmm. So if you saw it today, good for you. I hope you guys checked it out. But if not, you have a second chance and just take a look at it on our website. And she just goes into like how it worked for her, how she knows that it works, how she's liking it, right?
Yep.
Kind of all that. Cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. Thanks, Nancy.
And then Annie wrote in, and Annie said, we turn our AC off every time we leave the apartment to save energy.
Smart. Mm-hmm. I did that this morning at the hotel because I thought about letting it run while I was gone because it's so hot here in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? I can get back to it. Apartment and just let it run when I get back. So good for her.
That's actually something we should probably take a look at here at our apartment because mm-hmm. I just let it run.
Yeah, well, and I feel like at our apartment, since there's so many people coming and going, mm-hmm. as in the four of us, we're always coming and going. We have different schedules that it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we should look into that for sure.
Because I also think there might be a sign that the landlord has put on the thermostat that says don't turn it off. So
that might
also be
we should look into that. Yeah.
If you live somewhere that's cold, that's their biggest concern is don't turn it off when
the heat.
Don't turn off the heat in the wintertime.
Because the pipes and everything will
Your pipes will burst.
Freeze and
That's
and that's gonna be more expensive for you.
So don't do that. Anyways, then Elizabeth wrote in and said that she took shorter showers this week.
Good job, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That is also something that I am aiming to work on.
Mm-hmm. So, me too.
Good for her.
Yeah. And then Mare said, we picked up trash around the community center.
Wow. Good job, Mare.
Which is so awesome. Just like going above and beyond.
Yeah.
I love
good
that.
For them. Yeah.
And then Anne said, I only washed my hair once this week.
Wow.
Which is awesome. That's awesome. Because we talked about, that's good for your hair and good for the environment.
Yeah. I mean, it means you're probably doing quicker showers too, mm-hmm. since you're, yeah.
Yeah. And then I just read that one. Janie said she got yogurt in glass jars so that she could reuse the jars later.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And those yogurt jars that come in glass jars are so cute.
They are adorable.
So, yeah. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And then my mama, I love my mama. She said, I have started to look for products that come in glass jars so I can repurpose the jars later.
Such a good idea. I saw her, that post that we posted on, was that on Monday?
Yep, that was Monday.
Yep. On Monday, we posted a picture from her mama with the jars, and they're so cute. Such a good idea for her to do that.
She's so funny. I was chatting with her. We were both chatting with her, and she was like, yeah, I was listening to this podcast, and, you know, they said to think of ways to repurpose your glass jars. And we were like, what podcast are you listening to? Are you cheating on us? And
I was, so like, offended.
She's like, it's your podcast, guys.
It totally, her humor went right over our heads.
Yeah, right over it. But yeah, she, I feel like she's very practical in the sense that she went to a kind of an antique store, and the lady running the antique store is selling, I guess it's a consignment, it's a furniture consignment store, and she's selling these glass jugs for like $10-$15. And my mom went to the store and found the same glass jugs full of apple cider for $5. And she was like, why would I go and buy a $10-$15 glass jug when I can get a $5 one and have the apple juice inside?
Yeah. Saving money.
Saving money. So there you go.
Saving the environment. You can also, like, at your local thrift store, a lot of times, I've seen, like, if you're wanting to use mason jars and you, like, don't have any food that has come in a mason jar, instead of going to a store to buy mason jars, maybe check out your local thrift store, because I always see mason jars at the thrift stores.
There's so many.
Yeah. So if you're into doing stuff like Celia's mom, check out the thrift stores, or do what she's doing, where she's just starting to buy, and Janie, who are just starting to buy things in glass jars where they can reuse them later. Mm-hmm. So, good stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to buy it anyways, you might as well, you know, if you're going to buy the food anyways, you might as well buy it in a container that you could also use down the line.
Yeah. And there's a lot of products are starting to move towards, I mean, competitors are starting to move towards having products in glass jars. So, yeah. Like garlic, for example, you can either get the fresh garlic clove, you can get the garlic that has been peeled but is in like shrink wrapped plastic, or you can get minced garlic in a glass jar. So you've got your options there.
Yeah. And then when you're done with that jar, you can mince your own garlic.
You can.
And put it in the jar.
Look at that.
That was just a thought that burst into my mind.
Right into the mind.
Yes.
Okay, and then we've got one more. Okay. It's been a big write-in.
Okay.
Time. So a friend of mine named Tony, he asked us if we'd heard of Bite toothpaste.
No.
And he says it's the best zero-waste toothpaste out there. He's been using it for a while and absolutely loves it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I just started using a new toothpaste, and I know you did as well.
Yeah.
But I think that's one that I'm going to look into as soon as I'm done with this toothpaste.
It's called Bite toothpaste?
Yes.
Okay.
So what it is it's just toothpaste tabs, and you just chew the tab and use your wet toothbrush and brush your teeth.
Yeah.
And it comes in a glass jar, and I think from what I've seen, I haven't done a lot of extensive research on it, but you can get like a subscription and it'll send you little cardboard, recyclable cardboard packets full of refills for your glass jar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be a while before I can check it out because I still have a ton of toothpaste and use what you have. So that's where I'm at. But
yeah. The tabs always kind of intimidate me. Like I have, if you guys checked out our Instagram story the other week, I talked about my toothpaste or my mouthwash tablets that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely took some getting used to. But now it just feels kind of normal to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like the toothpaste would kind of be the same, because it's definitely different than having the actual paste.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely something worth checking out, and especially if they're making it so convenient where they send you refills. That's great. Cool. cool.
Good stuff.
Thanks for writing in, guys. You guys should keep doing it. We'd love to hear your guys' responses. And we try to post on our Instagram and our Facebook every week on Friday. But if you have anything that comes up, like, in the meantime, just DM us or email us. And we are more than happy to share on the podcast.
So, yes, please do.
Yeah.
So, I also have some more news. Sorry, it's okay. Going to be a while before we actually get to the actual why we're here today.
All of the people are just skipping forward right now, and they're like, oh my gosh, you guys still aren't talking about the environment yet?
Seriously, get it together, you guys. But October is bra recycling month.
You told me about this earlier.
Yes. And so I've had a few bras that, and I've done this in the past, I just have a couple bras that I am not gonna, they're super old. I mean, they're still in like decent condition, but I would call them gently used, but they're kind of the bras that you're like, I don't really want to use that anymore. Let's go get some new ones.
Right.
So I've had a couple and I don't really want to throw them away. And I know that there's a few good causes out there. One of which is working together to support victims and honor survivors of domestic violence, human trafficking, and breast cancer. And there's a few different organizations out there that do so. I found a pretty, it's not an entirely comprehensive list, but there's a good, they have a couple of their favorite sites out there on glamour.com, glamour.com. But a couple are brarecycling.com or freethegirls.org. And so we'll put those links on our page underneath this episode. But if you are interested, if you have bras that just don't work for you anymore, that you're wanting to get rid of, look into these organizations and they will send them to a good cause and they'll help women get out of bad situations and get back.
Yeah. So that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you found those links. So is it just the month of September, or you can send them kind of all year round?
So it's October, but.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe.
I mess that up?
We're already basically halfway through October, which I can't believe.
I can't, like, September flew by. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what happened to September.
Yeah. But yes, so it's just kind of like a recognition month, but they will accept donations year round.
That's so cool.
And from what I noticed specifically with freethegirls.org, if you have an order of 5 bras or less that you're wanting to send in, you can, they've got a super comprehensive list of states and drop-off centers. Now you need to kind of contact the drop-off center and see if they're open because of COVID right now.
Right.
But like in Colorado, there are about 25 different centers. In Utah, there were like 2. So it just kind of depends on the state that you're in.
Yeah.
But if you have more than 5 bras that you're wanting to send in, like right now I'm trying to get a bunch of friends of mine in the area to send in, or I can go and pick them up, just bras of theirs. And so I can get a big order that's sent off to that company.
Yeah.
But I think financially, like monetary wise, it makes more sense to go to a drop-off center than to send in like 1 or 2 bras.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
I think I might have a bra for you. So.
All right. I'm going to hound our roommates for some bras of theirs as well, because I think it's a fantastic cause. And
yeah,
even if right now you don't have any, if down the road you have some, just kind of keep this in mind. And
yeah,
it's a fantastic cause. Just help women supporting women, which I love.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we'll post the link to our website for sure under, or to their website on our website.
Yes.
Yeah, under this episode. So yeah, definitely go check that out because it sounds like a really good thing to do.
And what better way to save the environment, you know?
True. Yeah, save the environment, help other people. It's all good things.
Everybody wins.
We're all going to work together on this group project called Life.
Yes.
Good stuff.
So, that's all. That's what I have. I'm done now. I've got it. That's all. Right.
No, that was so good. I'm glad that you brought that up because I definitely forgot that you told me about that. But definitely worth checking out. Well, are you ready for my fun fact?
I'm so ready for your fun fact.
Okay. So my fun fact I got from Easy Eco Tips Instagram page.
I love it.
Another good Instagram page. I know we talk about these Instagram pages a lot, but they have Easy Eco Tips, which is great. So the fun fact is that a 2-hour dose of nature every week boosts your well-being.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about that today because I posted this beautiful picture on our Instagram page of fall leaves, and it's just a cute pathway. It was actually while I was in Spain. I don't know if you recognize that picture.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but it was a picture from Spain, but it was this really pretty path just down this road where you could walk into town, and it was rainy there, and it was October. Actually, it might have been November, but the leaves were all fall-y and gorgeous, and it was just making me think how important it is to spend time in nature. And then I saw that post, and I had to share it with you guys. So, fun fact, if you need a mood boost, which Celia, from our talk at the beginning of this episode, it sounds like you might.
I do. I really do.
Go spend some time in nature. That's all.
Good stuff. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, so simple. Such a simple way to be
it's
happy.
It's so simple. And it's so true. Just like get outside and it'll boost your spirits.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Do you have a news update for me this week?
I do. And guess where all right. it's from?
Not Instagram, probably.
No, not Instagram.
That's where I get my news from.
I know.
Science Daily?
Definitely Science Daily.
All right, let's hear it.
So the Center for Enzyme Innovation they take enzymes from the natural environment and use synthetic biology to adapt them to create new enzymes for industry use.
Ooh.
So basically what they've done recently, trash has a bacteria that lives on a diet of plastic bottles. And when you combine this bacteria with PETASE, P-E-T-A-S-E, PETASE,
uh-huh.
I think it's PETASE or P-E-T-A-S-E. I don't know. We'll call it PETASE. It speeds up the breakdown of plastic. So, yeah, so PET or polyethylene terephthalate is the most common thermoplastic, which is used to make single-use drink bottles, clothing, and carpets. And typically it takes hundreds of years to break it down, to break down these bottles, these plastics. But PETASE can shorten the time to days.
Wow.
Yes. So that's what they've done in the past. But the same team that created PETASE created a new enzyme called METASE, M-H-E-T-A-S-E, that doubles the speed of PET breakdown. So when you have, so PET is that plastic, right? You combine it with PETASE and it breaks down in a matter of days. Take this new enzyme called METASE, and it doubles that speed.
Wow. But when you mix, down way quicker.
Even quicker. But when you mix those two enzymes, it makes it into a super enzyme and breaks it down even faster.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So basically how it works is the enzyme digests the plastic and returns it to its original building blocks, which makes the plastics breaks them down to be made and reused endlessly. So we know that plastics can only be recycled a certain amount of times, only certain kinds of plastics, just stuff like that. When you break it down to its building blocks, you can combine it again together
Because it's completely back to the form that it came in.
Yes, it goes back to square one.
Yeah.
So it reduces our reliance on fossil fuels when we can just recycle them that way.
Yeah.
Which I had a few thoughts in reading this because I was like, this is really cool, but at what cost, right?
Right. That's what I was kind of thinking too.
Yeah. Does it do more harm than good? Are we like cleaning up the trash only to be pumping damaging enzymes into our earth? Yeah.
Right. Or yeah.
Has it been around long enough for us to say whether or not it's good?
Right.
We don't know. So basically those are the questions that I have and I don't have any answers to them. As far as I know, they don't really have answers to them either. So we're all just kind of doing our best here, but I guess we'll see. But I think that could be something really cool that if it's not like between two evils, like do we have plastic or do we have an enzyme that damages the earth? I don't really know. Both are pretty bad.
Right.
If that's not the case, then maybe we've found a solution to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, it's definitely a great solution. I'm curious to see what more they have to say on it because you're right. There's just so much unknown right now and I'd be hesitant to say like, all right, great. Like now that we have that, let's go back to using plastic water bottles. You know, I feel like there's still, like that's a great solution for like the waste that we have now, but I don't want to go back to contributing, like speaking for myself I have my reusable water bottle. Yeah. I don't want to go back to contributing more plastic than I am right now.
Right.
You know,
like, are
I
we
still
just
want to try to get away from plastic.
Yeah. Are we slapping a band-aid on it and saying it's okay, we can still use plastic? Like plastic's not good.
But maybe the band-aid will infect the world.
Maybe.
like the bacteria. Like what if there's some things that we don't know about it and like maybe it causes even more harmful gases. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. There's a lot of unknown, but that's super cool. I love that scientists can figure things out like that. Mm-hmm. And I love that they're like working to find solutions to these problems that we have.
Yeah.
So yeah. So,
it's good stuff.
Cool. You always, every time you bring up a story from Science Daily, I'm like, wow, I should start reading Science Daily.
It's pretty cool.
But then I don't.
There's PSA. It's very like meaty. And so I feel like for me to bring things to you guys, I need to like sit and look at it for a long time. It's not light reading. I mean, the articles are relatively short because it's kind of just a synopsis of what they've been doing. But at the same time, I'm like, enzymes. How do I break down enzymes? because I don't fully understand it either.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I know I feel like enzymes is, they're just one of those words that I've heard in science classes. So
yeah.
But I know they break things down.
Yeah.
So
there we go. Science in the real world.
Love it. Thanks for breaking that down for us.
You're welcome. Okay.
Well,
what do you got this week?
Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
I was so excited to hear about your topic.
Not yet.
All right. Let's see. What do I have? Oh no, I forgot my topic. Just kidding. One of these weeks that's gonna happen. All right, so houseplants is what I'm talking about this week.
Oh, I
because
love
your mom inspired me because we were talking about it with her jars and stuff over the weekend, so I figured I would look into them a little bit. And I'm so glad I did because I actually, like, I was wanting to go one way with it, with the topic, but then kind of researching it took me in a different direction that I didn't even know about. So I'm excited to dive into it.
All right, me too.
Yeah. So according to the Royal Horticulture Society, which
oh,
sounds like the coolest society to belong to.
Yeah, wow. How like, do I belong to that club?
I don't know how, but it sounds so cool. just own a bunch of houseplants.
I guess. I am part of the Royal Horticulture Society. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it sounds very professional. So just wanted to throw that out there. If anyone's from the Royal Horticulture Society, will you please message us because we want to talk to you?
Yes, please.
I'm so curious who it is. Anyways, one bullet point into my thing, I'm getting distracted. So houseplants. So according to them, houseplant sales are up 60% compared to last year, which if you think about it, I mean, because of COVID-19 and everything, a lot of us have been stuck inside a lot more than we usually would have been. And houseplants are a great way to kind of lighten up the inside space that you have. So it kind of makes sense. But I just thought that that was interesting. 60% is a lot to increase by. So, so in their article. Oh, sorry, I forgot to cite my sources. So I got this info from BBC.com. So a lot of this stuff, because it's from BBC, is kind of in relation to the British, because it's from BBC. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it also is applicable to the States or anywhere else that you're listening from. And then I also got it from patuxennursery.com. I'll put the links up on our website because I don't know how to say that. But yeah, so those were my sources. But in this article where the Royal Horticulture Society was talking, they were also saying how plants make people feel calmer, happier, and more at ease. So kind of going back to, you know, maybe the reason why plant sales are up so much is because of COVID-19, mm-hmm. people being inside, and just kind of anxious times right now. People are getting plants to make them feel better. So this is where my research took an interesting turn, though.
Okay.
Because, so you think of houseplants, you're like, wow, I'm being so green, I'm being so good for the environment, but there's some words of caution that the Royal Horticulture Society has for us.
Oh, no.
Because as green as you think that you're being, sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. Mm-hmm. So there's these things called plant miles, is what they call them. This is what the Royal Horticulture Society calls them.
Okay.
So it must be true. So plant miles are talking about plants that you could, that you buy that could come from anywhere over the world. And if you aren't careful to check where you're buying your plants from or where the plants are coming from that you're buying, they could be coming from like all the way over in Thailand or mm-hmm. Somewhere far away that would be contributing even more so to the ecological footprint that you might have.
Oh, okay. So you want to make sure that you're shopping local.
Yeah, yeah. And so this page actually had, so I loved this article because it told you all of the things that you should be cautious about, but mm-hmm. then it told you ways to avoid.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. So giving mad credit to them because this is a great article. Mm-hmm. But it also made me think, so some of the things that you can do to kind of avoid that transit that your plant might take is you could exchange unwanted plants, cuttings, and seedlings at plant swaps, which I was like, how cool would that be? Like to have, like at a farmer's market or something, mm-hmm. just have people bring their plant that they don't like, and you can do kind of like a leave a plant, take a plant kind of thing.
I like that.
Right? Wouldn't that be so cool?
That's cool.
And then, like, they were saying, because you can't always control where you're getting your plants from, because mm-hmm. there's not, like, it's not always going to tell you, like, made in China or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? But if you're doing this plant exchange, then it's kind of like the plant is already here, right? And instead of going to the store to buy a new plant, you just bring a plant that you may not want anymore, or a plant that you're willing to give up to for another plant in the area that's already in the area. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of cuts back on that like trail, I guess, as well.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if in the UK that's already a thing. I don't know if those are things in the US, but we should make it happen.
We should. Because
I would go to those. It sounds really cool.
Yes, except I'm such a plant killer.
That's the thing. Yeah.
So I think I'd go to, like, look, but I would be very hesitant to go and swap or to buy because I don't want to kill them.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to give you some tips.
Tell me.
So this whole segment, it started out as me wanting to tell people how to not kill their houseplants, because mm-hmm. I was like, houseplants are eco-friendly and I want people to know how to not kill their plants. But then I found out all these cautions that they might not be as eco-friendly as we think they are.
Oops.
So I wanted to share those too. But at the end of this, I have some good tips for keeping up your houseplants.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. Yeah.
All right.
So another caution to be aware of is plastic pots, which I feel like are hard to avoid a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But they're really hard to recycle, is what they said. And if you can, if you have to get a plastic pot, and you can, it's better to reuse them. So when you're done with the pot for a plant, like it gets too big for the pot or whatever, mm-hmm. You can use it for seeds that you might have that are just starting out or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, they're really hard to recycle. They also talked about, at least in the UK, there's areas where you can go bring your plastic pots to, kind of like, I would imagine that Home Depot or Lowe's would have a similar type of program where you can bring your plastic pots back to mm-hmm. them and they can reuse them. And that would be a better option than for you to put it in the recycling bin, because a lot of times at the recycling centers, the plastic pots can get like taken out because they're contaminated mm-hmm. according to like the scanners and stuff that are at the recycling plants. And so that's kind of why you want to try to avoid the recycling of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. And then another bubble that I'm going to burst for you guys. I'm sorry. I'm the bubble burster today. but the question is, do plants really clean the air? Because we hear all the time, like, I have plants in my house so that they'll clear out the air in my house naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would make sense because, you know, the reason why we plant trees is so that they clean out the ozone, kind of thing,
right?
You know? But there's a couple things that have an effect on how well they're able to clear out the air. So something interesting that I read was that the amount that a plant is watered affects its ability to function in cleaning out the air.
Okay.
So if you have too much, if the plant's watered too much, it's kind of drowned out and it's not able to absorb the air like it usually would.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it too little, its main function is going to be trying to stay alive and not to clean your air. And so it won't do that either. So it kind of makes sense. Like if you're like stuffed with food, you don't want to do anything, mm-hmm. right? But if you don't have enough food and you're hangry, like some people get, then you're not going to be functioning either. You have to be kind of at that right level. So that was kind of interesting to read about. I hadn't even thought about that. But also, they were saying that like a couple houseplants here and there, really, in all honesty, aren't going to clean your air because it's just not enough in your apartment. Like I saw this really cute picture of like those plant walls that people have like in their kitchen or whatever. And even those is just not quite enough where it does something, but it's not like an air purifier, mm-hmm. you know, it can't replace that. So if you really do need an air purifier, you should get that instead of plants. But plants are still, like I said, very good for your mental health and all of that good stuff. So there's still benefits to having plants, and you mm-hmm. can do it in eco-friendly ways. So this kind of ties into what I was saying earlier about like my snowboard and stuff. How everything that we do is going to have an environmental impact. Like there's kind of just no way to not have an environmental impact unless you stay in and do nothing, you mm-hmm. know?
Right.
And don't breathe.
Just don't move.
And then that's just not realistic. And so all that we can do is our best. And if we want to try to be sustainable in our hobbies, then we just kind of need to do some research on that or listen to podcasts like ours. But this article was also talking, it said that the most sustainable way to go in terms of houseplants is actually to propagate plants from cuttings or seeds. So if you know how to do that, if you love houseplants and you want to be like work on being more sustainable, that's one of the most sustainable ways that you can keep houseplants. So if you want to learn how to do that, I kind of want to learn how to do that. I've never done that before. So that'd be really cool to try. All right. Now the segment that Celia's been waiting for, how to keep houseplants alive. So are you ready for the top tips on how to do it?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So it's going to be a lot more straightforward than you think. And really, it is just kind of being on top of the game a little bit. So first off, make sure that you have the right pot for the plant. You want to have a hole in the bottom of the pot for drainage. And if it doesn't have that, you just want to be very careful with how much water you're putting in. Because if you put too much water in, then it's just going to kind of cup at the bottom because there's no drainage there. And then if your plant is looking wilted and droopy, but the soil's wet, then that probably means that you have a drainage issue. And so if it's looking wilted and droopy and the soil's wet, and you do have a hole at the bottom, then you should maybe, rotate the soil a little bit so that it can kind of clear up the drainage for that plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you're going to want a plant that's big enough for the roots of whatever plant that you have, because if the roots start growing into each other, then they're not going to have enough room to get the nutrients that they need, mm-hmm. From the soil and from the water. And then to tell if your plant needs water, which I've always wondered, because every plant kind of seems to have a different need. Like, you want to think that you need to water your plant every day, but that's not necessarily true. So basically the article was saying that you just kind of have to do a trial and error type thing. So feel the soil near the edge of the pot. And if it feels dry, then it's time to water. If it's still damp, then you can wait a little bit longer to water it. So you want to water until water starts coming out of the bottom hole, and then leave it and wait to see those edges start getting dry to water again. And then it said, like, because every plant is different, you'll kind of get accustomed to how frequently you're going to need to water. And you kind of just need to set up a schedule for yourself based on that. And then every plant needs light, at least some. And so if you have plants in places in your house, like we have a couple plants that are down in our basement.
Yeah.
But if you have plants like that, that's okay. Just make sure that you bring them up to the sunlight at least a little bit, so that they are getting that light that they need to continue to grow and live. And then one of the most important things to do when you get a new plant is to learn about it. Know what kind of plant it is, know what it needs, know what its climate is naturally, and just try to meet those needs as much as you can. So plants are a lot of work, but very satisfying. And that's what I've got for you.
Wow. Okay. In you talking, I've been sitting here thinking of all of the ways that I need to be better with our little houseplants.
I know. When I was researching this too, I was thinking how horrible we are.
We're terrible plant moms. But we've got a couple succulents that are on the front porch that I've kind of forgotten about that have done okay.
Oh, but I've seen them sitting there, and every time I walk past them, I'm like, I should bring them inside, but then I don't.
Yeah, I think actually, because we had our long planters that are just kind of chilling, and I think it might be kind of cool to take those succulents and maybe try and propagate them and just fill the planter with succulents.
That would be awesome.
And then, like, because we've got the bar behind the fish tank, we could just kind of have it line the bar.
Yeah.
If we clear off the bar.
Uh-huh.
So I'll think about that. That might be the project.
And then they have more weekend. Space to grow, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it could kind of be, because I've seen some, like, succulent walls that are super cute.
Yeah. And
even though we couldn't really do a succulent wall in our apartment, maybe we could fill like a planter with succulents.
Yeah.
That could be really cute. I'll think about that.
Cool. I like that. Yeah, I was feeling very inspired to do plant stuff now. So
I know,
I'll help you with that this weekend.
I want to go fill the apartment with plants now.
Right? I know. Yeah, I thought it was on theme since we were talking to your mom about stuff and we posted that cute picture that she has with the jars. So, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's hear your topic. I'm excited to hear what you have.
Okay, so actually my topic today was inspired by Nancy at Life Tailgate blog.
Yeah.
And she just, like, kind of her comments that she's made about the soap nuts, I was like, I just gotta know. Like, I know that detergent isn't great in your water, but why, I guess?
Yeah.
And, like, what can we do? Are there other options that are better for your water? All kinds of stuff. So thank you, Nancy, for the inspiration. You are a rock star. So the couple sites that I used were earth911.com and sciencing.com.
Earth911 sounds like a stressful website.
It does. Earth 911. We are not kidding around with this.
This is an emergency.
Yes. So basically, according to the article that I found, you can start by checking to see if the products that you are using have a safer choice label. And it's just, it says safer choice. It's not a super tiny label. It's on there. You can't miss it. But what Safer Choice is it's a program that reviews all chemical ingredients in a product against a set of standards for low environmental and toxicological impact.
Cool.
So, yes. So it basically says, like, is this good for the environment? Is this not good for the environment?
Yeah.
So then the article that I was reading kind of compared and contrasted the different types of detergents. Mm-hmm. So we'll just kind of start from there.
Okay.
Powdered detergent is low cost, so that's a good benefit to you as the consumer. And it's also sold in recyclable packaging, which is usually cardboard boxes or a plastic tub.
Right.
But if it's not washed out entirely, it can leave stains on your clothing.
Right.
And it doesn't dissolve completely in cold water. So, mm-hmm. like, what we're doing is we're starting to wash our clothes in cold water because that saves energy.
Right.
And it's just a greener way to wash your clothing. That's a no-go because it won't dissolve. And it'll just, right. I've actually done that before. It sticks to your clothes. It's super clumpy. It leaves stains that won't come out sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of that. But,
right.
Yeah. Also, it's easy to overuse, which can result in chemicals left in clothing and the wastewater that the washing machine produces. So powdered detergent, though more cost efficient, is not great.
Yeah, okay.
Liquid detergent is less likely to leave residue in clothing and wastewater. It comes in plastic bottles, which are recyclable, or you can do cute ways to upcycle them if you're into DIY projects. But if leftover detergent isn't 100% rinsed out of the bottle, then it can contaminate other materials in your recycling bin or even a whole truckload of recyclables.
Yeah.
So if you're going to recycle your container, please, please, please rinse it completely thoroughly.
Rinse it out. Be careful. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a downside to that. Everything, it's all just downsides, really. Which is,
I mean, we aren't living in a perfect world yet, right?
We're not. We're not at all. And so, yeah, it's a tricky situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's detergent pods, which are pre-measured, so you don't use excess pods that over-contaminate your water. Your plastic bottles or tubs remain clean and are easily recycled, which is great. But they sometimes will come in packaging that creates a huge amount of plastic waste and a lot of times isn't recyclable.
Yep.
So basically, there's pros and cons to each. It kind of just depends on what you're looking at, what's important to you, shopping where your values are.
Right.
But also, if you want to be eco-friendly for the environment, here's some ways you can do so. But first, let's talk about why it can be bad for the environment.
Okay.
So laundry soap can contaminate waterways, which we know.
Mm-hmm.
Chemicals such as bleach lead to water pollution. Magnesium or calcium-based substances also will affect water. And dirt detergents can sometimes be carcinogenic, which means that they contain oxygen-reducing substances that may cause damage to fish and marine animals.
Not the animals.
Oh, the animals. They can also cause bodies of water to eutrophy or become so enriched in dissolved nutrients that it kills the life in the body of water.
Oh.
Yeah. And it can also cause hazards to humans like skin irritation, sore throats, nausea, stomach cramps, liver damage, and even death. So.
That's not good.
As I'm doing my laundry today and letting it output a lot of chemicals. We might die. And it'll be my fault. Sorry, guys.
You should be.
So here are some solutions to laundry detergent alternatives, or to using laundry detergent, I guess. You can wash with baking soda, lemon juice, or vinegar to that help deodorize clothing. Brands such as Ecos, Rock and Green, Everspring, Method, Seven Generation, Mrs. Myers. These are all brands that you can find at your local grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I actually use Seventh Generation, and I found that I really like it. I like the scent of it. Super easy to use, and it cleans your clothing really well. They're eco-friendly.
And so with these ones, they just don't have those harmful chemicals that other ones do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or those chemicals that are harmful to the environment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But and I've seen them at most grocery stores, at Target, Walmart. They're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those brands sound familiar to me, so that's awesome.
Yeah. There's also a few other, I didn't write them down, unfortunately, but I have seen some eco-friendly brands that are specified for, like, workout clothing that'll get out a lot of, you know, it'll get out the odor, it'll get out the dirt that you get in workout clothing.
Yeah.
And perhaps we will post that on the gram later. After this episode comes out. But also, there's soap nuts.
Soap nuts. When Nancy sent that, I was like, because I've been so curious about them, but I have never heard of anybody actually using them. So I'm so glad that she messaged us about it.
Yeah. So basically what soap nuts are is it's a berry. It comes from the soap berry tree, and the berry's shell naturally contains a cleaning agent that works like a detergent. And this soap berry tree grows in the Himalayas, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the natural cleaning agent is called saponin. Saponin. And it breaks the surface tension of the water to penetrate the fibers of your clothing, which... It makes it a natural fabric softener. So if you're a fan of fabric softener, think about soap nuts.
Yeah.
They're super gentle.
So it's it's 100% a natural berry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it doesn't fall apart in the laundry?
Well, so this is what it does. So I'll tell you what Nancy said in a second.
Sorry.
She had some good insight on it.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, these soap nuts they're really gentle on clothes and skin and ideal for those with sensitive skin, like eczema, for those with eczema, allergies, and psoriasis. So I'm super itchy all the time. I think it's a very mild form of eczema, but I wonder if that would be really good for my skin because I'm itchy all the time. So I think I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
But our friend Nancy at Life Tailgate blog, which, seriously, guys, check her out. Check out her Instagram and her blog. She's so cute.
Yeah, I love
it. She said she used 5 nuts and placed them in a pouch. And then she used the same 5 nuts for 5 loads and will use them. And she'll use them for about 1 to 2 more loads based on their composition. So she posted a couple pictures that I looked at, and it looks like they do start to kind of break down. Which is why you wash them in a pouch. So it kind of
So it's not getting into your laundry machine.
So you don't pull out your favorite sweater and it's covered in soap and up for germs.
Right.
Or
to your washing machine, because I feel like that would be bad for your washing machine.
Yeah.
To have
like
nut pieces.
But they work on both hot and cold cycles, which is great.
Yeah.
And they have a very light berry smell that's almost unnoticeable. So basically they're unscented.
Mm-hmm.
And she got hers from Trader Joe's, but you can also get nuts. Yeah, so we'll have to head up there to our local Schmaderschmaus.
Yeah.
But you can also get soap nuts from EcoNutsSoap.com or even Amazon.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them like becoming more popular. But I just haven't heard of anybody actually using them yet. Mm-hmm. So I love hearing about other people's experiences.
Yeah, me too.
With things like that. Yeah.
So in summation, your clothes are the closest things to your body. And if you're washing them with harsh chemicals, your skin is your largest organ, and so those harsh chemicals are going to get into your body. So please, please, please wash responsibly, because we love you.
Yeah, and so much, I mean, in addition to that, like, so much of the, of us cleaning our clothes uses a ton of water. Mm-hmm. And so if we're putting harmful chemicals, we're putting harmful chemicals into a lot of water, you know? So
yeah,
that's good to keep in mind for sure.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I have. Thank you, Nancy.
I feel
like I didn't necessarily do it justice, because I feel like there's so much more out there that I didn't even touch. But
yeah, but no, I didn't even know about a lot of that stuff. So mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think my next, I'm almost done with my soap. So I think I'm going to head up to Trader Joe's next time and get some soap nuts and try them out.
Yeah, I'm still slowly working through my pods that I have, because I know they're super not good for the environment, but that's what I have. So
yeah,
I'm working through those, and then I'm going to, maybe I'll try those soap nuts.
Yeah. Like, oh my goodness. It's so hard to just to use what you have first, because you're like, this is bad.
And you're so excited to get the stuff that's good for the environment.
Uh-huh. Like I bought like a box way back when in January, I think I bought a box of like 150 dryer sheets.
Uh-huh.
And I use like one dryer sheet per load. And so I still have like 100 dryer sheets left. Oh my goodness. And it's so hard, because every time I'm like, I need to use them, because otherwise it's all just going to the same place, so I might as well just use them. Use what you have. And
yeah, right. Oh,
I want to switch to something more eco-friendly, but here we are.
Yeah, I've got my laundry balls that I love, and they do a really good job. And I read a tip that said to put some essential oil on the balls when you put them in the dryer, and I've done that with lavender a couple times, and it just I love it so much.
Nice. Okay, I'll have to try that as soon as I'm done with all of my dryer not to come sheets. To you.
yeah for sure. Well, that was awesome. Thanks for sharing that story.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
and thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, thank you for the inspo and keeping us in the loop with your experiences. I love that.
Yes, we love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is it time for my plug so I can tell people how to get in touch? So you guys already know we've got an Instagram and Twitter at @g_4podcast. Make sure you download and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. If you like us, if not, that's fine. You don't have to do it. If you're still listening to us and it's episode 14, though, you should subscribe.
Definitely really subscribe. Please subscribe.
Because if you're here at this point, are you really going to stop listening? Maybe. Maybe this is the one that gets them. They're like, maybe. We just can't anymore. It's too much. We've got our Facebook page where you can ask questions, write in suggestions, and just like have discussions about the things that we talk about on the podcast or just in the environment in general. And then email us at goodgirlsgogreenpodcast@gmail.com if you have any suggestions for topics that you guys want to hear us talk about. And then, of course, check out our website, goodgirlsgogreenpodcast.com. And if you click on the listener tab, we have all of the episode descriptions, as well as the links that we use and talk about on the on our episodes. So, anything to add, Celia?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, let's close out then. Goodbye. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Good Girls Go Green.
Green.
You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. Hey, hey.
We've got words to say to you.